It's Lissa and I'm sitting in the Pico Lounge in Glossop with Neil Williams, who's the chair of Friends of Glossop Station. Well, Neil, we spoke in the studio in Chapel on the Frith a few months ago, back in June.
It's September now, about
a project you had with evacuees coming back to the station. Can you just remind us about that?
Yes. What happened was that we organised an event to commemorate 600 children from Lowestoft arriving as evacuees from Lowestoft, and we invited evacuees from Lowestoft and those who have continued to live in Glossop to come and join us at the station, where we unveiled a plaque commemorating their arrival.
And it was incredible, wasn't it? Because it was back in June 1940, and with hardly any warning, these children turned up at, what was it, 5:45 in the evening, and they'd all been rehomed by, 11 o'clock in the evening.
It was a phenomenal story because, as you said, 600 children arrived by train, arriving at 5:45 one early evening in Glossop. And by 11 o'clock that night, all the children had been found homes within Glossop and Hadfield. Families took them in, and I think that's a remarkable statement to the kindness and the support given by the people of Glossop to these children.
And now you're up for an award for your work. Tell us about that.
The Association of Community Rail Partnerships holds an annual Rail Oscars evening every year to reward good work within throughout the country done by volunteers. And we've been nominated for our Lowestoft event in a category Best Community Engagement Event. So we're absolutely delighted that the event has had this recognition.
And what sort of feedback did you get from people who came to the event? What did they feel?
We had a lot of feedback, a lot of local feedback, saying it reactivated a lot of memories for people over Lowestoft. And a number of people came up to me and said, oh, my granddad or my cousin, you know, was an evacuee. And I think what our event did was to evoke memories, but also, pleasingly, it brought a lot of people in contact with each other again. And very importantly, for people who knew nothing about the Lowestoft evacuation, hopefully now the event is in people's minds now.
And is it something that you'll continue to commemorate in the coming years?
Yes, it is. What I personally hope to do is to go to Lowestoft, you know, next summer in June, where they hold an annual, you know, service, an annual reunion of Lowestoft evacuees. And now that the link has been re-established with Glossop, I think, you know, I'm very much looking forward to going and joining them and being part of their celebrations.
So it'd be like a twinning arrangement.
Yes, like a twinning evacuation arrangement. And so hopefully, you know, we can foster the goodwill that's been activated this year.
And how are you rating your chances at the awards?
It's hard to say. From our point of view, one of the nicest things that will happen is that the Lowestoft event will get its moment in the sun. So there'll be people there from all over the country, from Cornwall to Scotland. So for a few minutes, the Lowestoft event will be up on the screen, and I hope that alone will arouse interest. So whatever happens, whether we come away with an award or not, I'm personally very proud of, you know, of what we did in Glossop, and hopefully the recognition that, you know, this event has brought about.
And if people want to get involved with Friends of Glossop Station, how can they do that?
Yes, if you want to come along and get involved, if you just Google Friends of Glossop Station, and all our details, contact details, are there. You know, we do a number of activities. We're passionate gardeners. We also do some cleaning at the station, and twice a year we also hold community events. So if you want to come and meet Father Christmas and help with that, you're very welcome to do so.
That's wonderful. Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much, Lissa.